312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are going to talk about the most popular names for the most popular dog breeds. But then I want to talk to you guys about what you've named your pets and where those names came from and some of the weirder or crazier names for pets. 312-981-7200. Dan, did you have pets when you were growing up?
We had two. Shadow was the family dog. Mm-hmm. And
what kind of dog was Shadow?
Shadow was a beagle and whatever walked down the street that night. And I don't remember how we got Shadow from a rescue. And with Shadow, that one was pretty easy. We were still, I think I had just started high school. My two brothers were still in grade school. So that was from Homeward Bound.
Ah, yes.
So that was a big movie in our household. So Shadow, the Michael J. Fox character dog, was named Shadow. So that's where we got Shadow. Mm-hmm. My mom currently has Benji. The funny story about Benji was Shadow had passed away, and my mom was pretty heartbroken about it.
Yeah.
And Brother Roger's prone to do crazy things. So he was up on a guy's trip, and a guy was selling dogs on the side of the road. And so he bought the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls me. I'm at a wedding, and Eileen and I had been dating for 3 or 4 months, and he's just like, I need you to come home on Sunday when I bring home the dog so my dad doesn't kill me. And I was like, all right, I'll be there. And then he calls back an hour later, and he goes, you know what? Bring Eileen, because he definitely can't kill me in front of Eileen. And so by the time the night was through, like, all of my other brother David was coming and bringing his girlfriend.
Oh,
and
man.
So just to save Roger's behind.
Yeah.
So.
And how was your dad's reaction?
He bit his tongue and was, you know, it was one of those things where, like, my mom was overjoyed. So.
Yeah.
We spent an hour trying to find a name. My mom said she wanted an S name, so it'd be, you know, Samson Chagrou or Stella Chagrou or whatever.
Because you did have Shadow before.
We did have Shadow as well. So we sit around, we kick names for an hour, hour and a half, and then we're all just kind of like, all right, let's go home, let's call it a night. And so I call my mom the next day, and I go, hey, Ma, what'd you name the dog? And she's like, Benji. And I'm like, why'd you choose Benji? I thought we were going to go with an S name. And she said, he looked like a Benji.
That was it. Was she at all inspired by the famous dog, Benji?
No. I don't think she has any knowledge of Benji, the famous dog.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'll have to ask her, but I don't, you know.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
You know my friend Benji.
Yep.
Okay. You know, he had that restaurant, and he's a big Hawks fan, been on the show a couple times. Good guy. Used to hang out with him at Ricochet's all the time. His mother named him Benji after the dog.
Oh, wow.
It's not Benjamin. It's B-E-N-J-I. Wow. And it's not, that's his full name.
That's crazy.
His mom named him after the dog. Which is one of my favorite, stories.
Oh, sure.
So, how's Benji doing?
Benji's fine.
Yeah.
Just he's an older dog now, but he and my mom hang out constantly. So,
mm-hmm. Has Emily shown any interest in getting an animal or in getting a pet?
Yeah, she wants a horse. she dropped on us the other day when we were getting ready for bed that she's very responsible and therefore thinks it's time to buy a horse.
It's time to get a horse.
Yeah.
Well, sure. So she's
3 and a half. Yeah.
3 and a half years old. Yeah. That's old enough
that's
for a horse.
So,
how did that start? What
she just has always kind of enjoyed horses and got horse dolls and things like that.
Yeah.
Puts them in the stable every night and, you know, all that jazz. So,
mm-hmm. Have you ever shown her the Black Stallion?
We have not shown her the Black Stallion.
Yeah. So. It might be a little boring for her at this point, but yeah. I think as she grows a little bit, she's going to go nuts over that movie.
Sure. She's a big fan of the Rapunzel movie Tangled.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
There's a horse in there, Maximus, that plays a pretty big role. So we have a Maximus doll and
play with him. And then you'll get a real Maximus at some point.
Yes, apparently so. She's even talked. She's just like, well, once I get the horse, I've got to get the boots and the hat. And I'm like, where are you learning this from?
I've been talking.
Yeah, apparently.
That's
good. God, you can start chipping in anytime you want.
So what about the your brothers and the rest of your family? They got pets?
My brother Roger has Chloe, a German Shepherd, who has been around since right after they got married. And Dave's a bachelor. Well, he's got a girlfriend, but he lives the bachelor lifestyle, so he doesn't have a dog.
No pets.
So, no. Okay. We have he acquiesced his turtle Finbar to my parents. So actually my dad takes care of Finbar the turtle.
Where did that name come from?
I have no idea.
Finbar?
Finbar. Probably a drunken college night because he got him in college. So
Finbar the turtle.
Finbar the turtle.
Okay. That's an interesting name.
Yep.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you guys have pets, and how did you name them? 312-981-7200. 815 area code sends a text, and you can do the same. Text or talk, 312-981-7200. Hi, Nick. Love your show. Thank you. My four-year-old Yorkie is named Dobby after the house elf in Harry Potter. My 20-year-old boys and I are big fans of it, and we went through every name for dogs, and the boys came up with Dobby. Well, Dobby is adorable. 920 area code says, I had a lop-eared rabbit named Mudflaps. His ears looked like the mudflaps on a truck that I drove. They didn't have the silhouette. The ears didn't have the silhouette of the girl on there. Did they? Well, let's see. We've had pets in the past. I had a schnauzer for a little while named Spooky. I don't know where. I think because of my love for all things spooky, we named him Spooky. But it's also because he was easily spooked. We actually donated him to a place where somebody would somebody picked him up because he couldn't stay in the apartment. He was one of these dogs that had to be. This is a dog that had to have a backyard. He was knocking stuff over. This was a hyper dog, and he was a good size schnauzer. He wasn't like a miniature. And so we gave him away, and he did find a nice house where he could be outside and not knock stuff and break things over. You know, we would come home, and it would just be my parents and I would come home, and we'd be like, well, let's see what Spooky got into now. Don't even talk about the Christmas tree disaster of whatever it was, 1975 or whatever it was. But that was Spooky. The cat that we had for the longest was Velvet, and because he was a black cat, so we named him Velvet. And that was the cat that was in. That cat was around. I picked that cat out in front of a 7-Eleven. There was a person. There was a girl who had a bunch of kittens, and she was standing. This was after. I'll never forget it, how we got Velvet. There was a girl standing outside of the 7-Eleven with a cardboard box full of kittens, and she was giving them away. She was, you know, she wanted them to find a home. And so this was right after I finished one of my Little League games. We were coming back from Little League, and we stopped at 7-Eleven. The 7-Eleven, I think it's still there. The 7-Eleven on Lincoln, I can't remember, Lincoln and, it's just south of Addison on Lincoln. I don't know if there's still a 7-Eleven there, but that's the 7-Eleven right on Lincoln. That's where the girl was standing with her box and her box of kittens, and I picked out Velvet and brought him home. We named him Velvet. And that cat was alive for 27 years, I want to say. 26, 27 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that cat lived a long life. And that was my cat, man. The thing was that cat belonged to me. There was no question about it. He loved my parents, but it was clearly my cat.
That's what happened with me and Shadow. I did not want to get a dog, and then I was the one who walked her every night.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, I picked her out. I picked him out. I picked out Velvet, and then I'll never forget he got out of the house one time and we lost him.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was terrifying. We were all just a mess. And I found him in between two buildings. Like, we were walking around, and, you know, we had people, friends of ours, just walking around in the neighborhood. I found him about four blocks away in between two buildings. And I slid my way through the two houses, like right next to each other, a side street, not very far from where we lived. This is when we lived right on Addison. And he saw me, and I was walking. I got into the space, and I was squeezing my way in, and he just jumped into my arms, just like leapt into my arms.
Oh, wow.
And I grabbed him, and we brought him home, and he never got out again. He was a mess. I don't know. He was out for like a day and a half.
Oh, God.
No, it was that long. Like, we were freaking out. And he looked like, you know, because he had very long black hair. He was an Angora cat. He had very long black hair. It was all matted. You know, like, he got into, I don't think he got into a scrape or two. I'm pretty sure he got into a couple of scrapes while he was out in the streets. But yeah, so Velvet. And then we had two poodles named Mitzi and Brandy. I didn't name either of them. Mitzi and Brandy, and they were very loud, very obnoxious poodles. We had them for a while. And then me personally, you know, not as, you know, like living on my own, I had two cats named Jackass and Bangs. Bangs was named after the rock critic Lester Bangs, the writer, one of my favorite writers of all time. And Jackass was named Jackass because he acted like a jackass. He was just a goof. So that was Jackass and Bangs. And then, of course, my ex had Mr. Ruffle when I moved in with her. So we had Mr. Ruffle, and then he was a big cat. He was an enormous cat, and he had a giant head. He had a head the size of a coconut. So I started calling him Coconut Head, and that was shortened to Nut, or the Nut, or Nutty. And so that was the last pet that I had. So and then Mr. Ruffle was named already when Heather got him, because that's a common story. Is that when you get you know, you get a dog or a cat, and somebody else has named them already. And so Mr. Ruffle was already Mr. Ruffle when Heather got him. But then I started calling him because of the size of his noggin. That cat hated me at first. Man, did Ruffle hate me. He attacked me a couple of times.
Being protective of her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Benji still growls at my dad.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because it's funny because, like, I would, you know, when we first, you know, started dating, and, you know, we were getting sort of serious, I would, you know, obviously I'd sleep over at her place, and the Nut was not happy about that. Like, I was in, you know, I was in the same bed with her, and that was like, he was supposed to be there alone with her. You know what I mean? Like, that's, you know, nobody else should be in this bed. He did not enjoy that at all. But then we grew to really like each other a lot. You know, he put up with me because he's a cat. He was like, all right, whatever, man, I'll put up with you. And when we lived together, when Heather and I lived together, you know, I worked nights and weekends at night, and I was home during the day and Heather worked. So I used to like sleep all day with the cat. And Nut was he had the loudest purr ever. You could hear this cat purr across the street. Like, it was just like, and he was a huge cat. I mean, he was an enormous cat, but man, his purring was so loud. I mean, it sounded like a motorboat, but he was a cool cat. He was cool. He died a couple of years ago, which is really sad. But anyway, so that's how he got the name. He was named already. All right, everybody hang on. 312-981-7200. We've got people who are calling up with their pet names and how they got their names for their pets. And that's what we're talking about. 312-981-7200. News is up next. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here. It's a Monday morning, and my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because he does. He calls in every Monday morning to tell a joke, and there you go. And we're here till 5. Steve Grzanich comes in at 5 with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran has your morning drive. We are talking about, I have here the most popular names for the most popular dog breeds. And we're going to get into that, and that got us talking about what you named your dog or cat or pet in general and how you got that name. You know, I totally forgot. I didn't mention the dog that I had with my first wife. He was a beagle, and his name was Sonny. And that, again, was the case where this dog was named when Wendy got it. And he was a great dog, but took forever to go to the bathroom. Like, I'd come home as I was working at Simon's at the time, or bartending at Simon's, and I was bartending at Ty's, and I'd come home, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning or something, and, you know, I'd need to walk the dog, and I'd be tired. Sometimes I'd be a little I'd be a little tipsy, and 20 minutes at the least to go to the bathroom. And beagles lead with their nose. They have to smell. But it took him, like, he'd find a spot and then smell it for an hour and a half and then circle around. You know how you do the circle? How the dogs do the circle? He would do the circle, like, for an hour. And I'm like, just go to the bathroom, man. He was a cool dog, though. He had really, really horrible back problems because beagles are a breed that that are known to have like some back issues. And he eventually was so bad that we had to put him down. And he, you know, we spent thousands of dollars on surgeries and stuff. And then it got to the point where it would just keep getting, he couldn't jump down off of a chair. He couldn't jump, you know, couldn't get up on a bed or any of that stuff. But he was in horrible, horrible pain for a long period. It was really sad. It was a really sad night when we had to put him down. But there was really nothing else. I mean, we could have spent another $3,000 on surgery. And then 5 months later, he would have, you know, the same thing would have happened. And, you know, the vet assured us that was, you know, he wasn't young either. I don't remember how old he was, but he wasn't young. So, but I forgot. I can't believe I forgot Sonny. Sonny was a great dog. And I had the longest walks with that dog ever. That dog knew every square inch of the lawns in Andersonville. That's all I'm saying. All right. Here's Paul on WGN. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I had a full-size poodle, which was so hyper that I named it after that chimp Zippy on David Letterman.
Yeah.
Remember the one on the roller skates?
Yes. Yes, I do.
And I had two small dogs, miniature poodles. They were Shaggy and Scooby.
Shaggy and Scooby. Okay. Well, we all know where that came from. Yeah.
And then I had a Shar-Pei, which is the ones with the wrinkly face.
Yep.
He was named Arnold after the guy on Happy Days.
Oh, he was named after Arnold on Happy Days.
Yeah, because he kind of looked like him.
Okay. Because he looked like Pat Morita? He looked like Pat Morita. Okay. You had a dog that looked like Pat Morita. You should have named him Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. All right. Okay, Paul, thanks, man. It's funny where people get names from things. Hey, this guy looks like Arnold from Happy Days. Dan, don't you think it would be more likely that you could get a dog that looked more like Al from Happy Days?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because he's got more of a dog kind of a face.
Yes, he does.
You know what I mean? Let's see. Here's Steven on WGN. Hi, Steven.
Hello.
Hey.
I got a rescue cat for my neighbor years ago. He was thrown out of a window from a family dispute.
Oh.
The police rescued him, and the owner didn't want him back anymore. He had to pay for the repairs, otherwise he'd go to jail. Anyway, we ended up with the cat. He was 33 pounds, talking about coconut head.
That's a big cat, man. 33 pounds. Wow.
Supposedly a Russian blue or something like that, but he was pure white. And his name was Sugar because the daughter named him Sugar.
Uh-huh.
And he was extremely vicious and mean, obviously.
Well, yeah.
But he took to my wife immediately. He would knead her head and sleep in her hair. But he would attack me. So I renamed him Bobcat because he was so mean and so big.
Right.
One time I brought home a German Shepherd I found on the street. She was a sweet girl, and I called the Cicero Animal Control to come and get it. But in the interim, the dog was sitting up on the couch, and Bobcat just stared at it, and then out of nowhere, just sprung and attacked this dog. And the dog just yelped and ran away, didn't know what to do. But anyway, the point is, it was all a happy ending for everyone. But it is strange how animals are misnamed.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I love your show.
Thank you, man.
And next time for Two for Tuesday, can you play some Elton?
Elton, you want to write that down for tomorrow, Dan? That'll be the first one we'll play for you tomorrow, okay?
God bless you.
All
love
right,
you
Stephen,
guys.
Thanks, buddy. Take care. Play a little Elton John then for a twofer. All right. You know, the first trailer for the movie Rocket Man is out. You know who's playing Elton John?
Who's that?
I don't know. I can't remember his name. I can't remember his name. He's the dude from the Kingsman movies. Taron? Is it Taron?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Hang on. I've got the Rocket Man version with Harlan Williams that came up right away, so I don't think...
Harlan Williams? No, that's not...
Well, yeah, obviously... 1997, Fred Z. Randall is a geeky and obnoxious spacecraft designer who gets the chance to make his dreams come true and travel to Mars as part of the first manned flight there. Also starring Jessica Lundy, William Sadler, and Jeffrey DeMunn. And Beau Bridges.
Yeah, I vaguely remember Rocket Man with Harlan. I remember when they were trying to push Harlan Williams as a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
He's a funny guy, though. All right. Let's see. 224 area code says, we loved the... These are all people who were talking about how they name their pets and what the names of their pets are. 312-981-7200. 224 area code says, we loved the cartoon The Jetsons, so we named our cat Sprocket after Spacely Sprockets, the place George Jetson worked at. Also, our puppy is named Sweepy after Popeye's baby in the cartoon. Okay. Mark the Breadman says, we have a puppy named Chloe, a cat named Lex, and a cat named Isis. It's always raised eyebrows that one, but my son named it after Catwoman's pet, not the terrorist group. Yeah, that's kind of, that was when the terrorist group popped up. If you had anything named Isis, if you had a cat or a dog, well, you're not going to name a dog Isis. Cat's more of a, that makes more sense for a cat. 301 area code says, years ago, we took in a cat that had been abandoned and clearly abused. My wife had a pet cat when she was a child that was named Truly Scrumptious after the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang movie character. So we decided to name this abandoned cat Truly as well. We could not keep her after a while, as I am fortunately highly allergic, but I made sure we found her a good home. It broke my heart to give her up, though. Yeah, I had to give up Jackass and Bangs, too. When I moved in with Heather, because Ruffle would have killed him. Ruffle would have destroyed these two cats. It wouldn't even be a fair fight. Not even two against one. The nut would have destroyed these guys. But they ended up in a nice house. And in fact, when I moved out of my apartment building, the first place they moved into was another building, or was another apartment in my building. So they didn't even leave the building. Was one of Heather's close friends, and so she took the cats, and she lived like right around the corner in the same building that I did. So, and then she ended up moving and going to a place where they didn't allow pets. So she gave them to one of her friends that I knew as well, and so, but they got good. It was tough giving them up, though. I used to visit them pretty regularly. 847 area code says, I have Raleigh, Perry, and Arnell. They're named after the members of the of the band Journey. That's pretty cool. What kind are they, dogs or cats? What are they? It just says, I have Raleigh, Perry, and Arnell. They're named after the members of the band Journey. No Sean? One of your animals' names is not Sean?
Do they play imaginary instruments?
Yeah. on a dock.
Does one of them shave the front of their lip?
Their mustache, yeah. I can't believe, because Sean is the best member of Journey. How could you not name one of your animals Sean? Robert says, my mom named our dog Baron von Fritzl Schnitzel. No explanation why. People just go goofy when they start naming pets sometimes, don't you think?
That's the best part.
I like, you know what's, I love people who like name their pets and give them like 27 names. You know, like a full, complete name and a title. I'm sure
my friends Aaron and Nick, that I think, I forget, their cat is like Laser Tiger Van Dropping something crazy.
So just some long crazy name.
And then they're like, we call him Laser Tiger. So I was like, yeah.
You always go shortened, though, you know. 847 says, one day a German Shepherd collie/collie dog showed up at our central Wisconsin dairy farm. My little sister and I were very young at the time, and my dad named him Yogi after his favorite cartoon bear. Peter in Decatur said, I've had a number of cats through the years. At one time, I got two cats that were litter mates, and I named them after Shakespeare's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. But since they were female, they were Rose and Gilda. Oh, I see. I don't know if I would name my cats Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. You know, the fate of those two guys in that play. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. I do have the most popular names for the five most popular dog breeds here to share with you. And we also have some more people who are going to be calling in and texting about what you named your pets. And even if you had, like, unusual pets, what do you name them? 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back with more. We want to hear from you at 312-981-7200. right. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on a Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because that's what we do every Monday morning. My dad calls in, starts your week off with a laugh. And so he will call up later on to tell a joke. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. And we have been talking about names for your pets and how your pet got named. I still have here in front of me the most popular names for five of the most popular dog breeds, and I'll share those with you. But we're hearing some really funny stories about what you named and how you named your pets. It is October 1st, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. It's my favorite month of the year. It's the first day of my favorite month of the year, which contains Halloween. And, oh, by the way, tomorrow night, come on out and see Phantasm on the big screen. I am hosting a Halloween screening of Phantasm tomorrow, Tuesday, October 2nd, at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly Movie Code. It's only $10 to get in. Parking is free. It's the remastered Phantasm 4K edition. It never looked better, and it's going to be fantastic. If you've never seen Phantasm, you should. One of the greatest and most creative and weirdest horror movies ever made. And it's a movie that I saw in the theater back in 1979 when it came out over 100 times, and I'm not exaggerating. It's one of my favorite movies, and I'm so excited to show it just in time for Halloween. So come on out tomorrow night. You can get your seats now. Reserve them now. AMCtheaters.com. AMCtheaters.com. Go to the seating chart, pick out your seats, and they'll be waiting for you tomorrow night. The movie starts at 8. Get there at 7, have something to eat, have a couple of drinks, and then I'll introduce the movie at 8 o'clock, and then I'll talk about it afterwards and give you some stories about behind the scenes and all that cool stuff. So that's happening tomorrow night. So let's pack the place at the AMC Rosemont 18, and parking free, $10 to get in. And it's Phantasm remastered on the big screen, 4K, and it's a magnificent presentation for a great, great, crazy horror movie. And I'm very excited about that screening. So come on out tomorrow night, AMCtheaters.com. Reserve your seats now. All right, here is Paula on WGN. Hi, Paula.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to let you know just how dull and lack of imagination. I had a tabby cat called Tabby.
Uh-huh.
And then we got the kitten and called it Kitten Forever. It was always Kitten.
So it was just Tabby, Tabby and Kitten.
Yeah, because they were Tabby and then they were Kitten.
Right.
I was going to ask you because I didn't realize how attached to pets you were throughout your life. Have you ever considered now repetting, getting a pet again?
Yeah, I have, you know, and I've thought about it a lot because I love cats. I'm a cat person. I like dogs too, but I've always been fond of cats. And I have thought about getting another cat, but I've just not gotten around to it. And, you know, yeah. So, I mean, because, you know, the thing is, with my schedule, I wouldn't be able to have a dog because it wouldn't be fair to the dog. You know what I mean? I couldn't give the dog the attention that it deserves. But cats are more self-sufficient, which is one of the reasons why over the years that I've enjoyed having cats, because, you know, they're companions. They're awesome. They've got attitude and they're self-sufficient. So that's one of the reasons why I like them. But yeah, I've thought about it. I don't know. Maybe I will at some point. I'm not sure.
Well, I wish you the best for it.
All right. Thanks, Paula.
Good night.
Bye. Just very simple. Yeah, that's a tabby cat. Let's call him Tabby. Hey, look, it's a kitten. Let's call it Kitten. And then when it becomes an actual cat, like an adult cat, it was still called Kitten. That's pretty good. 312-981-7200. Here's Tom on WGN. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Nick. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I got a couple for you. In the early 80s, I had a black lab. I called it Emo for the comedian Emo Phillips.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'd seen him back then when he was just starting out. He was great.
Yeah.
And then I had a Cocker Spaniel, and I called it Joe.
Is there any reason why?
Joe Cocker.
Oh, Cocker Spaniel. See, there you go. I get it now. Hold on.
All right. I get a ring shot.
That makes sense. I didn't even think about that one. That's a good one, Tom. All right, Tom. Thanks, man.
All right.
Take care. Yeah, Joe Cocker. See, I didn't even – that just flew right over my head. It's a Cocker Spaniel named Joe because it's Cocker. Joe Cocker. That's good, man. I gotta admit, that's a good one. All right. 312-981-7200. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, my man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. Trying to get on the mend. Just trying to get on the mend.
All right, buddy.
And anticipating, let's see, we got the next Godzilla anime coming out on Netflix, and everybody's having a fit about the design of King Ghidorah, and I really don't care because it's Godzilla. So I'm staying off of social media and off of the chat boards. There's too many people with no time on their hands are arguing over nothing. Okay. And then next year, you know, we've got King of the Monsters coming out, and
right.
I just read that King Ghidorah is played by three. The heads is played by three different motion capture actors.
Is that right?
Yes, it's gonna. It's of course he's gonna be CGI, but it's
yeah.
three different popular motion capture actors.
That's pretty cool.
Each head's gonna have its own personality.
That's pretty cool. That's really
yeah,
cool. Yeah.
I can't wait. Just that one glimpse just looked epic.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I was calling because, I think I told you my cat's name before. He's Carlos. He's a rescue cat, and we've had him since he was a kitten. And nothing remarkable about him except when I wake up, I'm not allowed to go to the bathroom. I'm not allowed to do anything else except walk with him out to the balcony and sit on the balcony with him. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. You go yourself. And he gets a little, you know, snippy with me because
yeah.
when he wants, he leads me where he wants to go. And I'm like, no, man, I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to make some coffee. And then I'm going to go sit down and read a book. And he's like, no. You know what I mean? He just has that attitude.
Of course.
We fight over my chair.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I have an easy chair that I sit in, and he sits in it. He gets it all furred up. I started trying to use it as a scratching post.
Right.
And, you know, I'll scream at him and he'll run. But other than that, you know.
Where did the name Carlos come from?
Well, it started with me when we met him. I looked at him because he's so laid back as a kitten. You know, we picked him up and he just kind of just melted in our arms. He didn't try to run. He didn't try to scratch us. He just, you know what? Pick me up. I'm cool. Look at me. I'm cool. So I'm like, your name is Carl. And the kids looked at me. We took him home. My wife's like, no, his name is Carlos because he's a lover. You know, Carlos is a lover's name. And ever since, he's been like chill Carlos the lover cat.
There he is. That's it.
You know, he's a spoiled cat. And then we have a guinea pig named Darwin. We named the guinea pig Darwin.
That's a great name Darwin. For a guinea pig. Yeah,
it is all. And Darwin, you know, he's Darwin. Pretty unremarkable too. He just likes to run around the house, goes up to Carlos's bowl, and he'll eat Carlos's food. And Carlos will just kind of look at him, and they're very unremarkable pets. They don't do anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah,
just chill pets.
There they are.
You know?
Cool. All right, Patrick.
And
thanks.
I did have an iguana named Kermit. That's about it.
Kermit the iguana.
Kermit the Iguana, yeah. Okay. Kermit the Iguana. My sister had a python named Zappa.
Oh, that's cool.
A friend of ours named him Zappa and passed him on to my sister. And, you know, yeah, we had Zappa. And my older sister had her German Shepherd. And her late husband had a German Shepherd. His name was Jake. They named him after Jake LaMotta because they both liked the film Raging Bull.
All right, cool. Patrick, thanks, man.
All right, thanks, Nick.
Take care, buddy. See you later. There you go. It's Patrick, everybody. Because they liked Raging Bull. All right. Lots of texts coming in about pet names and stuff. This is fun. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got the news coming up right after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. And we are talking about how you named your pets. And I also have here an article that are showing the most popular names for the most popular dog breeds. There's always usually kind of a funny story about how you name a pet. And what you end up calling that pet. So 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Hey, Vic, have you had pets when you were younger? Do you have pets now?
Yeah, I didn't really have any cool names for my pets, but Jeannie has a dog, and his name is Dude.
Dude?
And I always joke with people, like when I'm in the elevator in my building, and they say, oh, what's his name? And I'll say, it's Dude, and they laugh, and I say, it's a biblical name, and they'll just kind of look at me, and I'll say, he's named after the book of Deuteronomy. So, obviously he wasn't. It's not a biblical name. I think her kids named him, but yeah, it fits him perfectly, too.
Does it?
He's like the Dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
He's part hound dog. And all we know is he's from Kentucky. He was brought up here to Chicago in a shelter, or I'm sorry, to Racine, Wisconsin, to a shelter. And yeah, he's apparently from Kentucky.
He's from Kentucky, and he was already named Dude then, right?
When you he was named Cash actually.
Cash.
I kind of liked that. Cash.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool name.
He's black dog, black hound mix, but yeah, they changed it to Dude.
Wow, well, that's a pretty cool name though. That's a cool name. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Bunch of texts have come in, so here we go. 440 area code said, "I got a cat named Dancer, who was named by the Humane Society. She's a rescue cat, so I kept the name. On a different note, 100 years from now, if they ever dig up the backyard of the house, they're going to think it was a pet cemetery because every animal that my folks and I had within were buried there, 52 years worth." Wow. 52 years worth of pets buried in the backyard. Oh, my God. Rachel says, "Hi, Nick. When I was young, I got a Cocker Spaniel puppy and named him Rambo, in irony. Years later, when we got our Dalmatian, we continued the Stallone theme and named him Rocky. Shortly after, so you had Rocky and Rambo running around the house. Shortly after that, we adopted a female mutt, and her name was obvious. We had Rocky and Adrian for 10 years. All of this made it cooler to see Rocky at the film club." Oh, cool. You came out to see Rocky when I showed at the film club a couple of years ago. We had a nice big turnout for that movie. All right. Hey, I'm looking at the TV there. What's the name of this, the monkey on Friends? Because there's an episode now with the monkey. Is it Marcel?
Marcel.
Yeah, okay. There's a, now, do they explain? I forgot when I wrote this. Did they explain why they named him Marcel?
I don't know if they ever did.
Okay. 312 area, and it was Schwimmer's monkey, right?
Correct.
Yeah, because it was just climbing on Schwimmer's head in this
land.
He had a banana and he was climbing on Schwimmer's head. 312 area code says, "We had two black cats. They were Spooky and Boo Cat. My parents' name has a cat named Boo. Max and Boo, Maximilian and Boo are my parents' two cats. One is a lunatic and the other is totally chill." Yeah. Boo is the lunatic. And my mom and dad also had a cat a few years ago that passed away named Blue because the cat looked blue and had incredible blue eyes. And that was my mom's cat. That you know how like I was just saying, Velvet was my cat. Blue was my mom's cat. There was just no, I mean, my mom loved that cat and she was so sad when the cat passed away. I went over to visit her, you know, like three or four times that week when the cat passed away, just to keep her company. She was really, really sad. Sometimes, man, it's terrible. It's always terrible when you lose a pet. You know, it's always terrible. And you know, they do become family members. They really do. You're there with them. You're with them every day. You take care of them. You know, that's tough when your pets pass away. It's tough.
A quick funny story, similar to what you were went through with your beagle. We had a dog named Shed who was coming to the end of her life. And, I was home one night and she had a pretty bad episode, so I brought her to the emergency vet place on Clybourne there. And so we bring her in and they run some tests and they give her some medicine and she's just still droopy. 2 or 3 days after the experience. And so I called my brothers who are away at college and I said, you know, Dad's taking Shadow in for the end and, you know, and just to call Mom, you know, all this stuff and things like that. And about an hour later, my dad walks back in with Shadow, who was bouncing off the walls. And so they, you know, my dad had brought her into our regular vet and they're talking and they're looking at what the emergency room had prescribed, and apparently somebody had inverted the number and given the dog much too much of a prescription.
Oh, no.
And so she was just stoned out of her mind. So thankfully we had Shadow for another 6 months, but I had to call my brothers back and be like, so our dog is not dead, just stoned.
That's great. That's really funny. By the way, you know, Ruffle got sick, and we had to take him in. He was drinking a ton. He was drinking a ton of water, and he was peeing a lot. And he's a big cat. He was, you know, a huge cat. We brought him in diabetic, and we had to shoot him up with insulin twice a day And that was about around the last year that I lived with the cat. It was around around that time. It was a little bit less than a year before I moved out. But yeah, we had to shoot him up with insulin every twice a day. It didn't even bother him. Like you grab the nape of the neck and pull the skin up, and then nothing. No reaction whatsoever. As long as he's eating. As long as he was eating. This cat loved food. Like was hungry all the time. And if his bowl was empty for longer than he wanted it to be, he would start chewing on whatever electrical cords were around. When Heather and I broke up and I moved out and I moved into the apartment that I live in now, I would always be reminded of the nut anytime I charged my phone, because that cord was chewed. Nothing but Ruffles teeth marks all up and down the cord, because he would chew on it if I didn't feed him right away. Like, hey, feed me, or I'm going to eat everything. I'm going to eat these cords. Let's see. We had two black cats. 312 says one was Spooky and Boo Cat. We had another cat named Freckles because of the spots on his face. We also had a dog at the same time that had a spotted tongue, and her name was Dots. So we had Freckles and Dots. We adopted the last two from an anti-cruelty. Freckles lived for about 24 years, was the best cat ever. Nice, 24 years. That's a nice long run. Yeah. Ruffle passed through 19 and a half, so he had a good run, too. But, I mean, my Velvet, 26 or 27 he was? That's insane.
That is quite
long. That's like near record, you know what I mean? 218 area code says, we had a pit bull named Butt Cheeks because his snoring sounded like flatulence, and he was great. Sounds like farting, so we're going to name the dog Butt Cheeks. That's pretty funny. 847 area code said we had Scruffy, Goofy, and Mr. B. Paco. These dogs are buried in the pet cemetery in Cary. I currently have Mo and Miguel. Four of the dogs are rescues. My latest, Miguel, was 7 years old when I adopted him. Mr. B. Paco? There's got to be some sort of story behind that, 847. What is it? Can you give me the origin of Mr. B. Paco? Maybe you can share that story with us. 312-981-7200. Text us back. More texts. 402 area code says, my first pet on my own was a cat I named Cosmo from Cosmo Kramer. He was erratic at times. I bought my parents a dog. He was a schnauzer named Snickers and was loyal to my dad. Now they've both passed away, and my sister buried Snickers' ashes above my dad, so they are always together. Aww. I have a puggle now named Stella. She looks for trouble. Uh-oh. Canadian Bill says, we have a Chinese crested named Gunther. He is hairless. My wife named him because he reminded her of Gunther from Dennis the Menace. 630 says, we named our cockapoo Lloyd after Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything. And yes, everyone loved Lloyd. That's fantastic. He named a cockatoo after Lloyd Dobler. Did you ever say to the cockatoo, I'm incarcerated, Lloyd? Because I would every 5 minutes. Robert says, when I was a kid, we found a stray golden retriever right after seeing old Yeller, and we named her Yeller. Eight 815 area code says, we had dogs, Ralph, Alice, and Trixie. Clearly named after the Honeymooners. You didn't name one of them Ed or Norton? 847 area code, we went with a Cubs theme. Our first German Shepherd was Wrigley, and now we have Addison. There's a lot of people who've named their pets after Wrigley or Addison. That's very, very, that's a really popular. In fact, my buddy, hey, listen, Joe, had a dog named Wrigley. Yeah, that's pretty common. That's pretty common. I'm forgetting, you know, Cub fans are, you know, they love to name their animals after something to do with the Cubs. Speaking of the Cubs, big game today, folks. 12:05. Oh, boy. 231 area code says, I know a bicycle store that has a Dalmatian named Kickstand Paul. And my friend's mom named her dog Poopy. All right. More texts are coming in, and I still haven't even gone to the most popular names for the most popular dog breeds, too. They did a poll, and we'll talk about that. And maybe you guys have named your dogs the same names that are incredibly popular. Let us break here for some weather. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on a Monday morning, which means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke. And we've got Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell at 5, Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. We have been talking about how you named your pets. What are your pets' names? 312-981-7200. I love this, the cockatoo that's named after, the cockapoo that's named after Lloyd Dobler. Oh, I said cockatoo. It's a cockapoo. It's a dog. It's not a, okay. I misread that. I thought it was a bird. No, it was a dog they named after, okay. All right. Sorry. Cockapoo. All right. 224 area code says, I moved to Wisconsin a year ago. Shortly after I moved here, I adopted two kittens. Since I wanted to name them something Wisconsin, I named them Laverne and Shirley after the TV show. There you go. Did they work at Schott's Brewery? Let's see. 847 area code said, we had a pair of doxies named Bonnie and Clyde for the movie. 773 area code says, I had a miniature dachshund named Minnie. She had the nicknames Minnie Moo, Moo, The Moo, Booze, Boodle, Noodle, Nudes, Miss Poopers, Woozle, and Snorkland. That's fantastic when you have like 9,000 different nicknames for your animals. It says, I miss her so much. 312 area code says, hi, Nick. 20 years ago, I had a black lab, and I named him Luke after Luke Perry. Luke Perry? Okay. All right. 773 area code. Weezer after the band Weezer and Bailey from the album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the song Daniel Bailey. Both cats, of course. Aileen says, I have two parakeets named Crockett and Tubbs. Two iguanas named Mia and Talon. Two ferrets named Calvin and Hobbs. Two huskies named Mika and Steel. One mutt tiny dog named Barney. Several cats over the years, mostly named Cat, but one that was named Kevin after a high school crush. He hated my boyfriend. Kevin hated her boyfriend. That's fantastic. Oh, I love this one. 312 area code. Cat named Uriah after Uriah Heep. That's fantastic. 847 area code says, our dachshund's name is Stretch. Well, of course. 312 area code says, we just lost our puppy after 17 years named Lucy. I'm sorry, because when we got her, she barked like a whining Lucille Ball when she called out Ricky. My parents had three cats named Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod after the nursery rhyme. 952 area code says, when sled dog mushers have litters of puppies, they name them by themes. One litter had fender, mud flap, and tailgate, the car parts litter. All right. Interesting, you guys. Very creative. Very, very creative.
By the way, Lulu checked in. There was supposed to be a comma between Mr. B, Paco. It was Mr. B, one cat.
Oh, and then Paco. Okay.
Yeah. Although right. Mr. B, Paco. Somebody please use that.
Yeah, exactly. So it was Mr. B, comma, and Paco. Okay. Not Mr. B, Paco. I like that, though. That's like the full name. What's the B stand for? I'll never tell. Mr. B, Paco. Okay. Here are the most popular names for the five most popular dog breeds. The Labrador Retriever, the most popular dog breed determined by the American Kennel Club, is the Labrador Retriever. Their family-friendly personality combined with their sweet appearance makes for a very in-demand pup. The most popular names for them, according to Reader's Digest, they are Maverick, Hershey, Midnight, Gunner, Cali, Kona, Kiwi, Chocolate, and Blackie. I knew somebody who had a dog named Midnight. That seems to be a popular one. It's all, you know, Chocolate, Blackie, Hershey. So that's for the Labrador Retriever. The Golden Retriever, the lovable Golden Retriever, are popular across TV, movies, media, and everyday homes. Let's see. According to Reader's Digest, the most popular names are Murphy, Rusty, Goldie, Tucker, Sonny, Ellie, Abby, Simba, Bailey, and Cooper. That's for Golden Retrievers. I had a Sonny that was a beagle. German Shepherd. German Shepherds are known to be protective and obedient to mirror their personality. The most common names, according to Reader's Digest, include Baron, Sarge, Blitz, Cheyenne, Kaiser, Klaus, Loba, and Ziva. Klaus is a cool name for a German Shepherd. That's pretty cool.
And I don't know how popular it is, but Ziva is actually a character on NCIS. That's the only time I've ever heard that name, so I wonder if there's a correlation.
Yeah. Is she the with the bob haircut? The
No, she was
who was the girl who just left?
Polly Perrette. Mm. That was Abby. So this was a character that I left maybe 5-6 years ago.
Oh, okay. Now, so. All right. I got bitten by a dog. Did you know I got bit by a dog?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, a dog that I knew. German Shepherd named Duchess.
Why did she bite you?
It was Thanksgiving, 1977. I'll never forget it. It was my parents' friends had two German Shepherds. I can't remember what the other one was named. I think it was Baron.
Makes sense.
But Duchess was the one that bit me, and they would put the dogs away when we would come over. But they had him out on Christmas. It was Thanksgiving. It was Thanksgiving night, and I walked into the dining room. My parents were in the living room, and I walked in, and they had like the, you know, some of the stuff that was still on the dining room table. So the turkey bones were there, and I was looking at it because they had they were drying out the wishbone, you know, to do the wishbone thing, and I just kind of picked it up, and I hear underneath the table. And it nailed me right in the side. I got a scar right here. Yeah, it nailed me right in the side. I jumped up on the table to get away, and it bit my foot too. So I got my side, and I got my foot. And then it just so happened that the woman who owned the dog was also a nurse, and she stitched me up right in the apartment. This is the 70s, man. They were like, yeah, you know, because she was all up on her shots and everything, so there was no worries about rabies or anything like that. And of course, you know, if this would have happened nowadays, sued,
right.
People would have been sued, like my parents would have sued, everybody, you know, but we just, like, they just sewed me up, yeah, put a bandage on it, and then I, you know, she gave me, like, a prescription for some cream to put on it, and, like, within, like, a week, it was all healed up, but I had, like, butterfly stitches, and then at that point, I became terrified of dogs. You know?
Understandably so.
I was 12 when I got, it was 12, 1977. It was Thanksgiving night, 1977, and my parents wanted to make me feel better because I got bit, and then they sewed me up. So they took, this is the true story, they took me to go see the movie Heroes with Henry Winkler and Sally Field. One of the first movies that Harrison Ford was ever remembered in.
Sure.
Well, yeah. So they took me to see.
That's what every kid wants after a dog fight.
After I get bitten by a dog. This was like the same year. That was the same year that, you know, Star Wars came out, but he had a much smaller part in Heroes. But it's a weird movie. If you ever look what that movie's about, it's a strange movie. You know, I wanted to see because I liked Henry Winkler. I was a fan of, you know, I was obviously a fan of Happy Days.
Sure.
And I liked the Fonz. So, but if you read that, you know, you should take a look at what the synopsis of the movie Heroes is from 1977. Heroes. That's, they took me to see that after the dog bite. And it does not seem like, you know, the kind of movie that you want to take your kids upset, so you're going to take them to see something. He plays like a Vietnam a veteran in it, I think, and he has like a post-traumatic disorder and stress disorder in it, and it's just weird. And it also at the end of the movie, it features the song "Carry On My Wayward Son" by Kansas. That's what I remember about that. So, all right, we got a break. News is coming up in 8 seconds. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Monday morning. That means my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And, yeah, so 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We've been talking about what you named your pets, and I still have a few more, a couple more dog breeds here to get to. We were talking about German Shepherds, Baron, Sarge, Blitz, Cheyenne, Kaiser, Klaus, Loba, Ziva. Those seem to be popular for German Shepherds. For Golden Retrievers, you got Murphy, Rusty, Goldie, Tucker, Sonny, Ellie, Abby, Simba, Bailey, Cooper. Those are the most popular. Labradors are Maverick, Hershey, Midnight, Gunner, Callie, Allie, Kona, Kiwi, Chocolate, and Blackie. And then we get to French Bulldogs. The adorable French Bulldog has been extremely popular for years and years. Today, many celebrities have this breed, so it's not surprising that the most popular names for them are inspired by some of their favorite celebrities. According to WAG, the names include Felix, Rocky, Bentley, Dylan, Kane, Stella, that's the dog from Modern Family, Lola, Pearl, Honey, and Pippa for your French Bulldog. Yeah. So a French Bulldog. That, by the way, is that's a breed of dog that my dad has always wanted to have. My dad loves Bulldogs. You know that Geico commercial? The running of the Bulldogs?
Yes.
Every time my dad would laugh his ass off during that commercial. It could be the 50th time in a day that he sees that commercial and it still makes him laugh. He loves Bulldogs. You know, my buddy Chaz, Chaz Verba,
yeah,
who's my good friend, who's a part of the Factory Theater, a great guy. He's got an adorable bulldog. You know what? He named the bulldog?
What's that?
Hallis.
There's a theme coming up in one of our texts too.
Oh, is that right?
Along those lines. Yeah.
Okay. And then finally, the Beagle, of which I was a proud owner of a Beagle for a few years. Lovely dogs, really nice dogs. Just take a long time to pee. That's all I'm saying. I'd be getting home right around this time, Dan.
Uh-huh.
I bet you that I would be outside until Grzanich came on. Just waiting for the dog to stop sniffing and circling and just go. So the Beagle, according to Reader's Digest, the most popular names among Beagles are Baxter, Barney, Bagel, Hunter, Snoopy. Snoopy. Yeah. Shiloh. Oh, well, again, that's another one named after, there you go.
Sure.
Freckles, Libby, and Copper. Snoopy, but he's got to be white, right?
Eh, you know.
No, you just name him Snoopy because he's a Beagle?
He's a Beagle.
Yeah. And because he likes to pretend to be a fighter pilot. Where's the old-timey hat with the goggles? All right. Also, I have a story here about how people are paying $300,000 for a pet fish. I have that story as well, speaking of pets. You ever have fish, Dan, when you were a kid?
Yeah, you know, we did for a little while. It was right around 1996, and I remember that vividly because they were named Jordan, Pippin, and Armstrong.
Oh God.
Those were goldfish we won from the old neighborhood Boys and Girls Club carnival.
You drop a ping pong ball in the thing.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Armstrong. How long did they last?
You know, Jordan and Pippin didn't last long, but Armstrong stuck around for like a month.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did you flush them?
We did all flush them yesterday. The big toilet boy in the sky. So, and then Emily got fish from her Aunt Margaret that we were going out of town, and so my dad was going to watch the fish. And
were they like goldfish or
and they were just like a variety of fish.
Yeah.
And we had spent a very long time going because we had just installed their alarm system, so my dad came over, so we had to show him how it worked, and then what to feed him and things like that. And it took a good 45 minutes. We were gone for a day. My dad said, I don't have to go back, because they did not make it without you guys.
Now, did Emily, how did she react? but
she was one. So
okay.
So it was it was more a gift for the family. So.
Okay, got
but,
it.
But by the way, I'd like to say hello to my parents who are in Spain right now listening to us.
Wow.
Yeah, they're on a Spain trip, and apparently with the time change, they decided to check in just in time for my dog is stoned story.
Hi, guys. Have a boy. That's nice. How long are they going to be gone?
They left last Thursday. They're gone for 10 days, so they come back Sunday.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to listen.
Well, that's what I said. I said, go back to your vacation.
Yeah. I mean, you're in Spain. Go
love your favorite son.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. You know, I remember a bunch of years ago. Gary Lee Wright, who was, you know, they partnered me up with Gary Lee Wright when I first had my own show on the weekends here. They partnered me with Gary Lee Wright, and Gary and I worked together for about 7 years. We were together for about 7 years. And we did a show. We started our show on Saturday night, overnights, and then we moved to Fridays together, and then I had Saturdays and Sundays on my own. But Gary and I got into a, I think the audio is somewhere, Dan. The topic was, are fish pets?
That's a good question.
And I said, no, they're not companions. What are they? They're just, it's you know, you look at them. What do you do? And Gary was like, no, they're pets. And we got into this big argument about it. And we had people calling in, some people pro, you know, fish. Yes, they are pets. And no, they're not. And, you know, like that kind of stuff. And it was really, I just remember it was really fun. We had a really fun. It was that was one of the first long bits that we did together. It was very early on. I want to say it was like 98. That's how long it was, 20 years ago. But, yeah. Yeah. So that was a comment. That was an issue that we
very
had.
Nice.
906 area code says, my one-eyed cat, Simon, knocks stuff off the table when he's hungry. Yeah, well, cats do that. I could watch video. And by the way, as you regular listeners, you know this. I love cat videos. And I send them to Esmeralda all the time. We would watch them, talk about them all the time. I love them. And I love the compilations where they just say cats are jerks. You ever see those videos where they're
all? Yes, I have.
And it's just cats knocking stuff off counters just because they can. That's just let's watch this fall onto the ground, then they'll sit there and knock something else over. One-eyed cat. 414 area code says, my Blue Point Siamese Misty lived to be 26 years old. Man, that's a nice run right there. Margaret says, my late Chihuahua was named Bob Dog from Mr. Rogers. I don't know Bob Dog. Did Mr. Rogers have a dog named Bob? Was there a puppet dog? Because I don't recall that. Let's see. My sister had two Pomeranians named Lombardi and Lambo. There you go. That's what we were just talking about. My son named his Rottweiler Toad. I'm getting close to sneezing here. All right. It's staving off for a second.
Yeah.
Michael in Iowa says, I have two Siamese brothers. Their names are Cuddles and Snuggles. Then we rescued a stray female cat. She's a dark tabby, and the ends of her paws are white, so we named her Mittens. Aww. 815 area code says, we had a dog named Sputnik after the Russian satellite because of the puff on the end of his tail. Gary says, my dog's name is Shoeshine after the Underdog movie. He is a terrier and looks like Shoeshine. We call him Shoe for short. He gets confused when I will be looking at my shoe, looking for my shoe to wear, and he will come out and see what I want. 312 area code says, we named our cat Stinky because the night we got him, all he did was poop and fart. Okay, Stinky.
One last one.
Yeah.
815. We have a goldfish named Leonardo de Fishy.
Oh, please.